Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzonda. You're tuning in to none other than the UL Revolution Instant Awakenings. And today we have an incredible guest whose energy work has fast been becoming very popular and one of the most requested here at the UL Revolution because it's quite different. Our next guest, Joshua Bloom, actually is somebody who works in the realm of quantum energy. And I'm going to let him explain what that is and why that is and why it's important today for what's happening, what he's seeing with people, and most importantly for you, how is this call, how is what we expose you to going to help you to really get you where you want to be in your life? And that could be in many different areas of healing, be it financial abundance, be it in your body, be it in just your spirit and your heart and in the area of love. We're going to talk about many different areas and how this quantum field and this quantum realm can affect and have implications in all areas, and most importantly, how quick it can happen when you really understand how to activate this field. Now, thankfully, I don't need to understand every bit of it, and you don't either. And Joshua understands how to work in this field. So we're going to be talking about this. And how do you release stored energy to create a quantum shift? We're going to talk about that, how Joshua does it, and how this can impact your life. So what I would love you to do, first of all, since this is going to be a big call, we've got already people packing in, filling it up, and we've got a lot of people with questions flying in, I would love for you to help us grow this movement. We are a community dedicated to spreading the truth about humanity, that we are our own best miracle. We are capable of deciding where we want to be in life, what we want to be, how much joy, how much love, how much vitality. We have this divine human power, and we can save the planet, and we can do this with your help every day. Can you go to uauthorevolution.com/now, just N-O-W, you can listen there, you can submit questions there to me and Joshua directly, so that's a great thing, and also you can share on the Facebook blog down below, let people know about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and just say, hey, come check this out. People will see it, click it, they'll get a chance to experience what's happening. Now, on this call, we're going to talk about how to get out of your head and back into your body, how to be at the cause rather than effect. How many of you here feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just always at the effect in life? How do you create new possibilities instantaneously? How do you manifest and use manifestation tools that actually work? And how do you change your energy to become like a magnet of attraction to the people, the situations, maybe even the finances that you want? Well, in the quantum energy field, this is all possible, and it'll allow you to actually create huge new possibilities in your life when this energy is no longer there. Now, we're also going to lead you into an experiential piece that's going to help you feel this quantum energy shift, and you'll be able to feel this. Now, internationally acclaimed and trusted authority on quantum healing, and even the executive producer of the film, The Answer Is Inside, Joshua Bloom has been featured on the front page of the Washington Post as one of the first success coaches ever featured in the mainstream media. Joshua has appeared on radio, teleseminars internationally, and will soon debut on internet television with his own network devoted to quantum healing and self-evolution. Beyond the Ultimate Answer and The Quantum Shift are to become his first two television shows on the QHCN network. Now, for the past 12 years, as the owner of the Quantum Healing Center, both in Virginia and New York City, he's developed and produced his own quantum healing certification training called Come to the Edge. Now, Joshua teaches this program internationally through the power of the internet. He also is the author of the book called How to Heal Yourself Instantly, the 100% Attraction Formula, Beyond the Ultimate Answer audio programs. And he's not just writing about this stuff and talking about it. He actually does it. And they are pages and pages of testimonials of people who have had ailments, physical challenges, money challenges, emotional challenges completely disappear, such as fibromyalgia, pain, anxiety, depression, allergies, eczema, rosacea, through these instant healing modalities he calls energy, quantum energy transformation, where anything becomes possible. Joshua has also created a new way of living called Being Quantum, a cellular healing process called age clearing. That sounds incredibly cool. And many other techniques. He's a master in so many different areas. He's also a master success coach, a neurolinguistic programming master practitioner, certified hypnotherapist, practitioner of EFT, and a master teacher in many traditions. However, I will say this. Joshua has mastered his own brand of healing, and the results are something spectacular. One person that we discovered wrote this: prior to listening to Joshua Bloom, I was suffering from an imbalance in my ear for 6 months. Traditional treatments did not make any difference. After listening and going through his process, quantum energy transformation, in an online workshop, I was surprised that when I got up from the computer, I had no dizziness at all. Even the next morning when I got out of bed, my dizziness was gone and I felt great. That was 2.5 months ago. I have not had any imbalances since. Hanny Sidler in Florida. Another person said, my personal transformation, including eradicating physical pain as well as limiting beliefs, all cleared on a cellular level. I applaud Joshua Bloom on his development of this modality and great teaching ability. Another person wrote in and said, I have enjoyed your program so much. It's amazing. I had pain in my teeth. I had been to a wonderful holistic dentist who took time to explain all the issues going on in my mouth and how much work needed to be done. It was going to cost thousands of dollars. 5 or 6 weeks later, I realized I had no pain in my mouth for at least a month. Truly, I feel my teeth have been cleared with the quantum. Joshua is such a generous and patient teacher and coach, and I will always be grateful. Many, many people writing in with amazing transformations. Let's begin the journey with Joshua Bloom and send him a huge amount of love, as only I know this UWealth community can do. On the count of three, 1, 2, and 3, sending the love. Joshua, welcome back to the UWealth Revolution.
Hi, and thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, it's been incredible. I would love to hear some of the things that have been going on with your work, what you've been seeing with healings, maybe some of the interesting things that have been going on with some of your clients. Any stories or things that stand out? And then I want to get into the work and how it's different. What's something that startled you since the last time you've been here?
Well, you know, it's powerful when every single day I see transformations happening all the time. And I love it because it's why I do what I do. I love to help people, you know, heal themselves, transform themselves, and become the person that they know that they can be. And that's what makes it so special, is that when we know that it is possible and then we achieve it, well, then it's even more amazing from that perspective. You know, I tell people with all sorts of different things, you know, whether it be fibromyalgia or migraine headaches or any other kind of issue. It doesn't have to be, it could be physical, it could be emotional, whatever it is. It doesn't matter, because everything is energy. Everything is energy. I think that's an interesting thought, because if everything is energy, then anything is possible. Because anything can be worked through at the energy level and at the cellular level. So, you know, with that said, it's so powerful to realize just the simple things in quantum energy transformation can really help someone achieve amazing results. And even just this morning, I worked with somebody who had an issue with self-esteem. In a very short period of time, you know, self-esteem, if it doesn't get in before age 5, it's very difficult to get in later.
Really?
And
okay.
Yeah, it's much easier to get in before age 5, believe you me. They realize that after age 5, we're who we are already.
Oh, God.
So if we don't get it in sooner, it takes longer to get in. But I work with this lady, she was in her 70s, and I work with her today on self-esteem. And she was really depressed because she felt like her self-esteem was so low. And what's remarkable is that in just a half an hour's time, she totally shifted her perspective of who she was and allowed herself to move forward and create an amazing day. I heard from her later, after I worked with her this morning, I heard from her later, and she was doing things and enjoying her life, and we didn't do much. We spent a half an hour together, and I helped her shift this energy, and that's pretty amazing.
Well, let's talk about this. When we talk about the quantum realm, I want to first ask you, what is the quantum in your definition? And then as you're moving this energy, where is this? And we'll get into all of those details, but you did something to her, and you did it in a certain realm. Tell me about that realm, and then we'll get more deep into it.
Well, either you're going to make a change or you're not. I mean, that's the bottom line. And you're going to make a change when you're working the way your body works. And the way that your mind works, you have an entire system that works a specific way. But we've been taught to work the opposite of what really works, and that's why we struggle, and it takes time, and we think we have to work hard, and all that stuff. You know what I mean. We've all been through that. And it's just a struggle many times trying to move forward in our life, and we think that it's going to take a specific amount of time to get the result, and we're thinking about that, and because of that, we sort of zap ourselves. We sort of put ourselves in a position where we're not going to be successful because all we're doing is judging ourselves. And so when we're in judgment, we're not in the quantum field. When we're nervous about a change happening, well, we're not in the quantum field either. When we're in our head thinking so much, and we do that a lot, we're in our head and we're thinking a lot and we're trying to figure out how am I going to fix my problem, and we're thinking about what if it doesn't work, and we're thinking about all of these things. And believe me, I've done this myself too. We all have been there. The key is that if you can get out of your head and back into your body, when you're in your body, you begin to step into the quantum field. What I mean is we overthink a lot, so we're always in our mind, always in our head. The mouse is on the wheel the whole time. And some people have so much difficulty with getting the mouse off the wheel that they can't sleep because they're overthinking so much. Well, because of all this overthinking and because of being in the head so much, what's happened is that we're not in the quantum field. But here's the thing, Darius, we've been taught to be in our head as our default way of living.
Right.
Everybody teaches us to be in the head, whether it's your teacher, your mother, your father, your whoever. Everybody has been taught the same thing. That's how our society runs. Mm. I call that the therapy model. We all live in a therapy model context that says these are the rules, you must follow it this way, this is how we live our life. Except for that it doesn't always work for us, because when we're overthinking, when our energy is out of our body instead of in our body, we're looking outside of ourselves for the answer. But the answer is never outside of us. The answer is always inside of us. And that's where we start to lose our ground, and things get worse in our life. And then once they start to get worse, they either stay bad or they get even worse, because once you're in that loop, you just lose your tracking, and that's it. You're not in the quantum field, and you're not getting to the quantum field because we're stuck. So simply getting to the quantum field is really getting into your body so that you're out of your head, and when you're in your body, here's a neat thing. You're using all of your system. We tend to use only a part of our system. We tend to just use a part of our brain, or we tend to use a part of us that's not the whole part, just a part of us. And that's the problem. You see, we're meant to work as a unit. If we pulled someone's brain out of their head, they would die. They wouldn't work very well. But that's how we sort of treat our body when we want someone to change or heal or transform. We
right.
you know, people tell them, you know, you've got to do this or you've got to do that, and we're only using a part or a piece of the puzzle. When we use our whole system in the way that our body works, then everything falls into place. And that's the nice thing. You see, if we think about strategies are first you do the first step, then you do the second step, then you do the third step, so on and so forth, until you supposedly get to the answer. But what happens if you don't need step three? What if step four is really not going to work for you? Then it can't work, you see? The strategy won't work if part of it doesn't work for you. All of it has to work for you, or nothing will work for you, right?
Right.
So in quantum energy transformation, we don't work with strategies where there's a first step and a second step and a third step. We work with a way of being. If we skip all the steps and we decide, wait a second, there's another way. We could live a certain way of being, and from that way of being, everything goes in that energy direction. I'll give you an example. If you wake up in the morning and you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you know your day is going downhill even before you get out of bed. You know it. You know it because you've had this happen before. You wake up, you're not feeling well, it's not the best day, and then everything follows in that way. The same thing happens if you're having a good day and all of a sudden some bad news hits you or something negative happens. Well, from that negative point forward, the rest of your day is shot. Well, it's happened to all of us, and that's because that's how energy works. Once you get into the energy of something, then everything else follows that energy. Now, on the other hand, if you woke up on the right side of the bed and you felt really good that day, everything in your day flows. You know you're going to have a good day. You can feel it even before it happens. And you go throughout your day. So everything happens from the energy in which it originates from, the energy in which you emit. If you are holding this energy of love and joy and wonderfulness like you were talking about before, then that's how we're going to move into the next thing that we do in our life, and so forth and so on, and we'll be able to attract much differently.
So if we can go into the quantum, or someone like you can go into the quantum, how does that actually change the tide of that energy? Let's say someone's been for 30 years dealing with an esteem issue or an abuse issue or a prosperity issue or a physical pain that's this locked energy. Is it locked in the body? Is it locked in the quantum? Is it locked in both? Is there a difference? And then how do you go in and actually begin to move that energy?
Well, if you look at the body as the subconscious mind, I like to call it the unconscious mind because subconscious
right.
mind has some sort of connotations to it. But if we think about it like the unconscious mind, the body holds the information of that kind of thinking. That's why I say the whole body
yeah.
thinks. When you think of something negative, you're going to feel it in your body.
Right.
When
right.
you're totally stressed out, you're going to feel it in your body. It's not just a mind thing anymore. We realize that there is a body-mind connection that we can't escape anymore. We have to realize, and we do realize at this point, that if the body-mind connection is there and it's working together, and we realize that when people get stressed, they get sick. I mean, it's just how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you can do the opposite. You can actually change how you feel in the moment and create a new experience for yourself. You can create an event in the moment, for example, that instead of it being a bad thing, it's a good thing. And that event will take you through the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the year. So how you feel determines how you're going to move the energy into the next thing that's happening in your life or that day.
Mm. Okay, we've got a ton of questions coming in. I just want to be mindful. Great question, Christina, Josie, Linnell, Carol. And I want to maybe take some of these as we expand this quantum question. Jill asked a great one. I'm kind of going to go in order. She says, how is quantum healing different than releasing or clearing? Great question. How is it different? Is it different? or what are the distinctions?
Well, there are lots of different releasing methods out there, and they all work in their own way, and they all work to their, depending on how you're releasing, for example, because there's many ways to release, how you release can determine whether or not it's going to be permanent or whether you're going to release it and then you'll feel it again tomorrow. And the key to that really is this. If you're in the quantum field, in other words, if you're in your body, because it's a synonym, it's the same thing, being in the quantum field is being in your body. If you're in your body, what will happen is you have direct connection to your higher self. When you're connected to your higher self, you also have direct connection to the cells of your body. When you have that kind of connection, then energy moves in your body naturally. You don't have to do anything. The energy will just move. And it will transform and release for you. A lot of the modalities out there today have to do with you doing something to make a release happen. You creating, using a technique, in a sense, to make the release happen. But if you start from a way of being, and this is the difference, if you start from a way of being, not a way of doing, but a way of being, then your release is not the same. And when you release from a way of being, it becomes permanent. You release it once, and it's done. And that's the nice thing, because you can release something like a self-esteem issue that's been going on for 30, 40 years, and it can go away instantly. Well, yeah, why? Because if you're in your body, the energy begins to move, and it starts to transform, and it becomes something else within you. Or it leaves your body, and it's not in you anymore. It's just totally different because it's not there. Well, that's great, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for something that's going to give us that kind of a shift. Like I was saying before, a lot of these releasing modalities out there today have to do with strategic releasing. You're going to release based on a set of steps. You'll know when you do something. You have to do this first or that second, and this is what you do, and this is how you get there. And when you use those steps, And if you're not in your body, and they don't talk about being in your body, which is one of the most important things when it comes to releasing, if you're not connected to your cells, then the cellular structure isn't going to release it. You might release some of the energy of it, but it's not the energy you want to release. You want to release energy from the cellular structure of the body, or have that energy transform. It doesn't matter which one, because either way it changes. And either you get a release or a transformation, and instantly it's permanent. I'll tell you, this is kind of funny. I had a woman in a class once who was very skeptical about what I did. And it was kind of difficult because she had lots of great questions to ask me in the middle of class every 2 minutes. And so one of the students recommended that she come up and be an example. And I thought, okay. So she said, I would like to release this experience that I had. She said, I was pregnant. And when I was pregnant, she would feel this morning sickness kind of thing where she'd want to puke. And so basically what happened was frequently when she was feeling this way, a song on the radio came on. And she began to create an association to the song, to that feeling. So every time that song would come on, she would feel very badly, and that would not be good. And it's one of those standards. It's one of those songs that's a standard. So no matter what radio station she was listening to, it would show up every time.
Yeah,
even today,
yeah.
The song is a standard, so it comes on all the time. She says, I'm victimized of the song, because every time the song comes on, it just makes me feel sick. And I said, well, that's not good. Now, remember I said she was very skeptical, and she did not think this could change. She thought she was stuck in this experience. So I brought her into the quantum field, and I invited her to just be with that feeling, and I invited her to move the feeling. And her body started to move the energy for her, and the energy moved, And she looked up at me and she said, "It's gone." And I said, "Yeah." I wasn't surprised at all, but she was quite surprised. And she said, "It's gone, Joshua. What did you do to me?" And I said, "I didn't do anything. I just guided you through the process in the quantum field." You see, in the quantum field, there are different rules. So when you are in the quantum field, things can happen that can't happen in your regular life. So when we go into the quantum field to make a change, it really works. And so it did for her. And so when she experienced it, she was totally in shock. She actually started to sing the song. And she said, I can't even think of the song, never mind sing it, you know, and it would cause me to be sick. She got up and sat in her seat. She didn't talk for the rest of the day.
Wow.
Which is great because she was so stunned, and it was amazing.
All right, I've got another question coming in. As we talk about this quantum field, it's starting to bring up a lot of curiosity and stuff, and we're going to be doing some experiential stuff, so everyone just get ready, but this is really key to understand what's happening here. Another person wrote in, I think this is a key piece, that if we can understand this in a way, we can almost keep ourselves in the state or the vibration that we choose to be in. One person wrote in, "Joshua, can you explain the process of downloading negative data into our field and how to be conscious about that and avoid acting out of fear or resistance?" Now, I guess there's two questions there. Feel free to jump in, correct, re-sort of state what was said in a correct way as it relates to the quantum or anything else.
Well, in quantum, we don't worry about negative energy. I'll give you an example. There are energies all around us today that didn't used to be around us that we are weak to. So, for example, if you were to stand under a fluorescent light, you would be weakened. In other words, if I did a muscle test or some sort of a test to show your physical weakness and your energy weakness, it would be very easy to determine that and to show that. If you stand under a fluorescent light in front of a computer screen, you have a cell phone in your hand, all of these energies today are very foreign to us. Most of us did not grow up with these energies. They're quite new in our field. And so they weaken us. We actually feel physically weak. Some people who are under fluorescent lights daily will have issues after going home because they were under the, you know, at the office, they were under the fluorescent lights. And because they were under those lights for so long, they have to recuperate from it. And they might be overtired, or they might not be able to sleep, and they might be overtired at the same time. There's lots of different symptoms that these lights cause people, and we don't even realize it. So I can stand under a fluorescent light, for example, all day long. It won't bother me at all. But they used to bother me. I used to, when I was a kid, we only had fluorescent lights in the schools. So I would be sitting in school. I could see the lights blinking. I don't know if you could see the lights blinking, but I actually can see the fluorescent lights blinking. That's how sensitive I am. So when I was sitting under fluorescent lights, it was just totally throwing my system when I was a kid. Now I can sit under fluorescent light and not be weakened at all. I can hold cell phones, iPads, it doesn't matter what it is. I can hold them and they don't affect me because I've evolved my energy to accept this energy is around and I'm fully protected always. Well, why? Because I'm using the energy in a positive way rather than being affected by the energy. And everybody can do this, which is a really neat thing. Understanding energy is simply knowing that energy is simply energy. That's all it is. And if everything is energy, then anything is possible and anything can change. So when we allow ourselves to shift our energy, we become protected. If we don't shift our energy, we become weakened. So it's almost like putting up an energetic shield. You know, you have an energetic shield. It's called your aura. And your aura protects you from all sorts of energies. the way we've been taught to use our aura is actually also the opposite. So our aura is not protecting us because our aura gets holes in it. Our aura gets weakened. Our aura is not functioning the way the aura should function, mainly because of our conditioning, because we've been taught it's not okay to feel the things that we feel, and so we shut down not just our emotions, but with our emotions comes the aura that we shut down. So when you shut down your aura, now you're susceptible to the fluorescent lights, the new smartphones and the tablets and all these things, the computer screens, TV screens, all these things that are out there today, Wi-Fi, that's all bothering your system. You can teach it not to bother your system.
Yeah, and we also tend to, at least I think this trend is definitely changing, and we brought this up, the UFO revolution. I'm seeing it less and less through many of the teachers that come on because we're changing the field about it. But there was a time, even just several years ago, even several months ago, where there was a ton of labeling of energy after the movie The Secret, positive and negative thoughts. And then, oh, my God, if I think a positive thought, I'm going to be in trouble. And it's like then we create all these labels and energetic distortions around everything and think that one form of energy is going to hurt us more than another, and there's all these different forms. And so this is another big thing, I think, that keep people trapped.
I totally agree. And in quantum and this in my students, we know we never worry about energy because we know that we can allow our shield to be up all the time. And it's not like an invisible shield that you visualize. It's actually a real thing. It's actually strengthening your aura so that your aura protects you completely. So when you're standing under the fluorescent lights or even negative people around you, you've had that experience happen, haven't you, when someone walks into the room and they're angry and you can feel all of their anger in your body?
Yeah.
Well, someone could walk in and I could just not be affected by them. You know, it's amazing. I have students who, actually one student went into New York City, and she went into the subway system, which is all underground and somewhat scary to be down there sometimes. And she steps into this car, and she realized she walked into a really bad situation where there were negative people in this car that she was in, and it was kind of crowded, so there wasn't any way for her to get out or to move anywhere else. So she shifted her energy, and the entire energy of the car changed. And the people that were having this confrontation stopped having a confrontation. These other people that were not doing some good things were just calmed down. Everything just calmed down. We affect our world. Like you said earlier, Darius, you said that, you know, we have the power to change, you know, the world. And I agree with you. We do. But if we don't know how to shift our energy, then it gets harder and harder to change the world. But when you know how to work with energy, changing the world becomes easy.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. A lot of people are asking for kind of like an idea, I think, as we're explaining it, but actually something that actually they can feel a little bit. And let's do maybe, is there some example that we can do to start moving a little bit of energy into our body or around this field so people can start kind of tangibly feeling a little bit about what we're talking about?
Absolutely. So let's start with a concept. The first concept I want to talk about is awareness or attention. Most of the time, we're in our head. What I'm really saying here is that our awareness or our attention is in our head. What's interesting about that, though, is we've been taught to be in our head because we think that's where we think. If that makes sense.
Yep.
We think that we think with our head, but you know, you don't necessarily always think with your head. You know, there are times that you just have a gut reaction and you know something is not going to happen good. Like if a kid were to step out in the middle of the street, you would know beforehand to push on the brake. I mean, no one needs to tell you.
Right.
You'd know. But you'd know even maybe even right before it happened. You'd have sort of an awareness that it was going to happen. Like a split second beforehand, you get it. These are the kinds of things that we have with our energy. And when we move our attention, we get more intuitive. Now, if we take our attention from in our head and we bring it down our body to the lower parts of our body, we've been taught in yoga that we should put our awareness or our attention under our belly button, which is in the second chakra. In quantum, if you want to get to the cellular structure, that's not low enough. So
okay.
We're going to put our awareness lower than that. We're going to put it under our feet, so you can see that's a lot lower.
Okay.
When we put our awareness under our feet, you're going to notice that it will strengthen the body, it will strengthen the energy system, and it will cause the body to start moving energy. And also what we're going to do is we're going to use our breath. And the breath I want to invite you to use is breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth using a wind sound, allowing the wind, like you're blowing out birthday candles, kind of a wind sound. So it would sound like this. You breathe in, and you breathe out. And then right back in again. We don't hold our breath because holding our breath stops the flow. And, of course, if you're wanting to pump the energy in your body, stopping the flow of the breath doesn't help that. So you want to make sure that you're continuously breathing. We're going to put our awareness under our feet. We're going to breathe 10 times, and that's it. And then we're going to notice how we feel differently. This exercise is best standing. So if you're able to stand, I recommend it. Stand up and put your feet shoulder width apart. Put your awareness now under your feet. Now, you know where your feet are, so it shouldn't be very difficult. And you know that you could just simply tuck your awareness right under your feet. A good way to feel this is simply feeling the floor with your feet. If you're standing, you can't but feel the floor with your feet. It's really difficult not to. So just feel the floor with your feet and just stand there. Good. And let's take in some deep breaths. Let's do 10 breaths together. I want you to keep your awareness under your feet the entire time. Let's breathe together. Here we go. Breathing in. 1. 2. Awareness under your feet. 3. That's it. 4, awareness under your feet. 5, a little harder with the breath. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. Now, keeping your awareness under your feet, just taking a nice, easy breath now. Let everything settle in with your awareness under your feet. Now, if you closed your eyes, that's fine. If your eyes are open, that's fine. If you close your eyes, open them now. And just take a couple steps forward. And notice if you notice something different with your body posture, with the energy that you're holding. You probably feel stronger, taller, more open, more relaxed, more confident, and we didn't do anything but breathe 10 times. So, Darius, what did you notice?
Yeah, I mean, everything just shifted. Like, it feels, of course, more grounded, but also more present in my body. And it kind of feels, for me, as somebody who is intuitive, I connect to a lot of energy on calls, and I feel a lot of energy, and it's like it can affect me if I'm not grounded, and I feel very much... I can feel it, I can tune into it, but it's not in any way something that takes me off of wherever I want to be, whereas before it's very much a sort of a distortion field that I can get caught up in. So this was extremely practical and powerful for me.
Yeah, do you hear how your voice resonates more than it did before?
Yeah, probably, yes.
Well, that's another thing that happens. Our voice changes when we are in our body. It becomes more resonant and relaxed.
Wow.
And it's very simple to do this exercise. Now, of course, this is just the basics and the first part of what quantum can do. Quantum can do a whole lot more than just this, but just this alone is remarkable. You can take your energy and shift it from a weaker place to a powerful place in 10 breaths.
Wow, 10 breaths. I want to hear what people are experiencing or just kind of what they feel or what they thinking about or what happened when they moved that energy. Janet said she's lightheaded. She says she's actually hyperventilating. Is she just downloading a lot of energy from this, or what's going on with someone like Janet who said she's even hyperventilating?
A lot of people think that they're hyperventilating with the breath that I was inviting.
Mm-hmm.
It actually isn't hyperventilation. In a sense, what's happening is you're getting more oxygen in than you're used to. So you might feel a little dizzy at first. But the dizziness goes away in literally a minute, maybe even less.
Wow. 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 Well, I want to do this. If people are writing in, and we're getting a lot of people writing in, the same thing happened. One person, said it feels like I got an adjustment, like in their spine. I said, that's really interesting. Why would someone almost get, or we don't know if they did get an adjustment, why would they be able to actually get an adjustment through that process? You didn't touch them.
You didn't do anything,
at least physically. You didn't reach out and physically touch them, yeah. I've got to be careful.
Well, what's really neat is that this actual process has kept me from going to a chiropractor for years at this point.
Wow.
Because this process moves the bones in your body, so that's why you feel taller. It actually physically moves the bones in your body, and it creates an alignment of your spine. If you do this every day, it will change your life, literally.
Wow. Wow. A lot more stuff coming in, a lot of different things. One person a lot more more calmer. Another person said they had the same feeling. They felt like they got an adjustment. Two people said they felt like the adjustment. Another person said that they feel calmer and they feel like more in tune with their own energy. So this thing that we did was incredibly powerful. I want to, as these are coming in and as you begin to acclimate to kind of what's going on, see what's going on with your thoughts as well. Be present to that. Is your mind more calmer? Another person said, yes, I'm calmer. I'm actually feeling at peace now. Manifestation and abundance and manifesting energy around us, magnetizing energy towards us, we wanted to talk about that. How do we be someone who can change our energy to become an attraction magnet? Tell me about that.
Well, we just experienced a little bit of that, didn't we? We got our energy to shift in just 10 breaths. And by doing that, we now have a different energy to move into the next thing in our life with. And that's the neat thing about attraction. When you want to attract something into your life, are you in a place that feels good? Or feels bad? Well, that should be obvious. Feels good, right? You're going to be in a place that feels good when you're attracting. When you're not attracting, well, that's when you're in a place that feels bad. So attraction is an energy. Attraction is an energy. But here's the thing. Attraction does not happen consciously. According to Dr. Bruce Lipton, he shares with us that attraction happens unconsciously, not consciously. Wow. Now, Dr. Bruce Lipton is a renowned scientist. He's amazing with the understanding of biology and quantum biology specifically. And when we look at this, we say, wow, you mean I attract unconsciously? Yes, you do. You don't attract consciously. And everything that you read out there, what are they telling you to do? They're telling you to attract it consciously. Do this, do that, do the first step, do the next step. Follow this plan. You'll be able to attract things. Well, probably not. Why? Because if you attract unconsciously, then whatever you're doing consciously is not going to be as valuable. Here's another part of it. 95% of the time, You are acting unconscious. You're not even aware of what's happening. Only 5% of the time you are knowing what's happening. Well, now that's even worse. Now you only have 5% of the time that you can actually direct anything. Unless you work smart, not hard. So here's what we do in quantum. We actually shift the energy so that we create a permanent energy shift within ourselves. And when you create that permanent energy shift within yourself, that's when that's who you are changes. So your identity changes. So now your attraction is different. I'll give you a simple example. If you were to raise your energy frequency and you were to make that a permanent shift, your frequency now went from this lower frequency now to the higher frequency, and now you live at the higher frequency, your attraction just by doing that will change dramatically. Why? Because if you're at a higher frequency, that's where attraction is. Attraction happens at the higher frequencies, not at the lower frequencies. So simply by changing your frequency makes a difference. But if you don't know what you're doing, because 95% of the time you're unconscious, you don't know what your frequency is 95% of the time. In quantum, you can actually shift that energy and make it so that it's higher all the time, and then you'll be attracting much differently at that point forever.
And, you know, the big question for me is a lot of people go through this trying to raise this energy or trying to do things or maybe even being around certain people or being on a call, like they may feel great on this call and then they may have a life experience that comes up and it knocks them on their butt or challenges them or stresses them out and they drop in energy or they drop in what we call vibration or they just go back to a certain set point or a way of being. How do you keep somebody from staying down there? How does quantum keep that from happening?
Well, mainly it's about your energy being at that higher vibration, and getting your energy to that higher vibration is very similar to what we did in that exercise. So the first thing you want to do is change your energy. And if you did that exercise with us, you know what it feels like. You know that it feels very different from what you started from to where you ended up at. And so if you can be in that higher frequency, that's where the energy shift happens while you're in that place. You see, if you're not in the quantum field, the changes aren't permanent. So there's a difference between entrainment, where you could be, like you said, with a group of people and you feel better and better because all the people are there and now you're mixed with them and that feels great. And there's a lot of programs out there where everybody is jumping up and down and getting really excited and woo!
Right.
And we're all entraining to them. But when you leave, well, it all disappears because you need all those people to jump up and down with you. But you don't, because you can learn to entrain to yourself and create a permanent quantum shift. And when you do, then that's just who you are, and that's just your energy. You don't need to try to get that energy back. It just stays with you then.
I want to hear your questions for Joshua. We're opening up a lot of amazing doors as we talk about this quantum transformation and the energy of this. So keep sending in. We got one coming in that I really love, and I think this is a really key capstone of everything we're talking about here. It says, hi, Joshua. What would it take to get in alignment with the energy of our true self? Thank you. And at some level, you know, I believe inside of us all, there's a true self that has no perceived or real illness, that has no lack, that has no self-judgment, that has no limitation, that really has every strand of DNA fully able to be activated and every possible thing that we could imagine almost being effortless and easy and able to be done and there at our grasp. I mean, how do we begin the process of going through that actualization?
Well, that can take literally 30 seconds to get there. And this is what I'm talking about when I talk about being in the quantum field. You see, if we are in the quantum field, we are connected to our higher self. We are connected to the cellular structure of our body. We are inside. Our voice lowers. We feel more relaxed. We feel more open. We feel more happy. We feel energized. All of that happens all at once. There isn't separate things to get your body to do all those things. It happens because when you work the way your body works, it's easy. When you don't work the way your body works, well, you know what you get.
Right.
So that's the key, is it's really understanding, well, wait a second. Getting into the quantum field took me 10 breaths just a minute ago. Wow. And my program takes you into that even deeper so that you can learn to stay here all the time. You can learn to get there in many different ways. This is not the only way, standing there and putting your attention under your feet. That's a great way to get started, but it gets deeper than that and really more profound than that even.
Okay, so I want to talk about two other things. I know we're getting, you know, we've covered a lot, but I want to talk about health and the body and how this can move in the body. And I want to talk about fear and just people that seem to feel really stuck, because as I ask the question of what is it you want to ask, Joshua, what do you want to understand energetically, that is a big piece. A lot of people are saying, you know, I want to get unstuck fast, I want to move fast, I want to see quick results. A lot of other people saying, I have health challenges, I want to get better. Tell me first, let's talk about the health in the body, how this quantum energy field, what is the quantum energy field speak to in terms of health? What is it? Does it have just a neutrality point? Is it a field where wellness can occur? Is it completely neutral whether we're well or sick? Does it have a benevolence to it? Or is it just made up of what we choose to put into the field and experience?
Well, health has two aspects that are important.
Okay.
One of them is stress. If you're feeling stressed, then your health is going to be compromised. That you could know. When our health is affected, it's almost always because of stress. Why? Because at least 75% of all illness is caused by stress. At least. And there are other studies that say higher, but not lower. So that's why I say at least 75% of all illness is caused by stress. Now here's the other thing. Space. You know, the human body is made up of mostly space. It has more space in it than it has water. You know, we're taught that we are mostly water. Well, we're mostly space first. Water comes second. So because we are mostly space, the problem is that we don't give ourselves enough space. Ever sit on the bus or a train or a plane or wherever you are, and you don't want to get into someone else's business, so you pull everything in? Because, I don't want to take up more space than I'm supposed to, or I don't want to get into their energy. They don't seem nice over there. So we take our space and we squish it in. Now, self-esteem is associated to that space, by the way, and so is just about every kind of emotional issue. When we don't allow ourselves to have space, women who can't get pregnant, the biggest issue about not getting pregnant isn't because something isn't working on one end or the other. It has to do with space. If there isn't enough space, the intelligence of the body will not create life. So space is vital to our health. Space is vital to everything that we do, and we don't even know it. We don't even realize that space will bring down your blood pressure. Space will take away your stress. Space will do all of this and more, but we don't even know that space is one of the elements that is really important. Space and stress work together. When you're constricted, you're stressed. When you're open, you're not.
And
really
constriction...
True.
Yeah, sorry to jump in, but I'm just getting so fast. Constriction is what in the quantum? What does constriction look like? What is it?
It's tight.
Okay.
It's where your cells are not having enough space. You see, if the cells don't have space, then energy can't move through them. But your cells are supposed to be able to move energy. You know, babies release all the time. Babies are in their body all the time. But we've been conditioned out of it. So we're not in our body, and we're not we don't have a lot of space. But babies, when something happens, they release it. You know, we always say, well, kids are resilient. They can, you know,
right.
they'll forget about it tomorrow. Yeah, that's why, because they have the space to do so. But we've lost that space through our conditioning, through our living, through our traumas, through the things that have happened in our life. And so quantum gives you that space back so that you can live your life having all this beautiful space, and then you'll notice that your health improves. Because without space, your health, first of all, we know that life can't be created without space, and either can your health. Your health can't improve unless you have space. So
I want to
ask
this. Sorry, Josh. It's like coming in like a flood, because the next thing that someone said was, okay, what do we look for if we're going to ask this question? Do we have space? So people on the call are now saying, okay, do I have space? Do I have a lack of space? What would be the most common things you see when people come into what you're doing? And I apologize for jumping in there, but I always want to get to people as fast as I can.
I totally appreciate that. That's all good. Space is all from the energetic experience of you. You see, you're all energy, so you're all space, because space and energy are all working together. Now, if we think about it, when we shut down emotionally, we close all that in and we don't have any space. So the thing to look for is the openness. Now, when you did that exercise, putting your awareness under your feet and breathing 10 times, that opened up your space too.
Right.
Because when we move in that direction, keeping our awareness lower and opening up our space, we begin to realize that, wait a second, I feel lighter, I feel better, I don't feel as constricted. And when I worked with that woman earlier today who, at the end of the call that I had with her, said to me, I feel lighter. Yeah, we didn't even do anything. You know, we didn't do much more than what I did with you in this experience. But what we did, though, was create a quantum shift. And when you create a quantum shift, not only is it profound and amazing, but it's permanent. So you can take someone who's, you know, older, like in their 70s, and I told you earlier, getting self-esteem needs to be in before age 5, and you can get it in at age 70. That's the amazing thing.
Because you have the space, yeah.
Because you have the space, exactly.
And is it the same thing as is it, when we talk about the space, it's almost freeing up energy too, because it's that energy is not being held tightly. Is that something that's happening, at least metaphorically, in this field, that we're not clenching the energy? Okay.
It's more than a metaphor, actually. It's actually physical. You have energy that moves through the cells of your body, or it doesn't. If you think of a negative event, think of a negative event right now. Think of any negative event.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what it is, just something bad. When you think of this event, you will notice that it feels somewhere in your body. That's energy. That energy doesn't move, because if you were to think about that same event tomorrow, the next day, or whenever, or a year from now, unless you release it, you're going to feel it in that same space. And that means the energy didn't move. It didn't go anywhere. It stayed there for years. And how much of us, how many of us are holding in all of this stuff for years and it not moving? Well, most of us.
Yeah.
And now you have a system and a possibility to be able to move that energy so it's gone and it never comes back. That's it. It's just done. And it can shift from within 30 seconds to 7 minutes. I mean, that's a very short period of time, considering if you've been holding it for 30 years.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, one more question that I want to ask about that is another big one. People that feel stuck. There's a lot of times in my life as well, and other people's lives that are here, and certainly I know at some point in your life as you are going through this and developing this, that you feel like you're just not able to move things fast enough, that it's not happening, or that it happens maybe for a little while and then you get back to the same pattern. Tell me about what creates that, and tell me how we get out of that and what the quantum has to do with that energy moving fast. Because there's some people where, like, literally you see miracles happen, like, in a span of weeks. They change things, like, so quick. And then other people, they can live 99 years, and it's not 99 different years. It's the same year 99 times.
Yeah. Well, if you were to take a seed of a flower or a seed of a fruit and you were to stick it into the ground, let's say this seed was a rotten seed, and you were to stick it into the ground and you watered it and you did everything really nice to it, you're not going to get anything. You're gonna dig up that seed. It's going to be there. It's going to look like a rotten seed like it did before, and you're going to be like, okay, well, that didn't work. Well, that's what we're all doing with our life. We are taking ourselves in an energy that's not working, and we're expecting to create miracles from it. You can only create miracles from wonderful, beautiful energy. You can't create miracles from energy that's at a lower frequency, that's not so good. So the only way to do that is to shift your energy. And when you shift your energy into this new way of being, and you're stronger, happier, feeling really good, and from that perspective, you move forward, it goes with you. That energy moves with you. And now you're living from a different perspective. So when someone says they're stuck, they're not stuck. They're actually holding themselves in place, because all they're doing is staying in the same energy. And I remember for myself feeling this exact feeling when I would be laying in my bed wishing that I weren't feeling the way that I was and feeling so upset because I can't seem to move forward. And laying down in my bed wasn't going to do a thing for me, but I didn't know that at the time. I thought that laying in my bed and trying to let go of everything and do all the things I was supposed to do was going to get me there. I forgot one principle. The energy that I'm in is going to be the energy I move into. And that was the problem. I was staying in energy that wasn't serving me and expecting miracles to come out of it. Well, flowers don't grow out of bad soil. So you've got to move your energy and shift it. And from that place, now you can move into a new way of being, a new life, a new experience. Change your energy and everything changes.
Okay. Very, very powerful stuff. I want to hear what's going on with people. One person said, thank you, Darius. This is an incredible call. Another person said, thank you for this incredible information, Joshua. This is amazing. Lots of people asking about self-sabotage. I think that's another big piece, but that does fall into that same pattern, right, that we find ourselves in sometimes, that same old energy pattern.
Yeah, self-sabotage has a couple different angles to it. First of all, it's the energy that you're in. And second of all, it's not just that. It's the experience of there's something else preventing me from achieving. And the reason usually is fear.
Okay.
Normally, we sabotage ourselves because if we step out, we will get scared. So instead of being scared, we sabotage ourselves. It's just much easier to do that. So the question I always ask myself or ask anybody who's experiencing any kind of sabotage or self-sabotage, I ask, so what is the energy you're in and what is the fear that you're scared of stepping into? And what you start to realize is when that fear comes up, well, then that's easy. You could just release the fear, and then the sabotage goes away.
Wow. I actually started to feel that energetically. Like, for a lot of people, that it was like that was a really big, almost like a lock key. I felt this picture of a key and a lock sort of holding a lot of people. I want to talk about some of the things that you do. One of the things is taking clients one-on-one and working with them. And I know your time is very busy as you expand this work and so many things going on. The other thing is actually you've created tools for people that actually embody all of this journey into the quantum that they can take and master and understand how to use. And I want to talk about a little bit more of that. It's been incredibly valuable here at the Author Revolution. I want to talk about some of the developments, some of the pieces, and including a pretty interesting piece. One piece is getting your life back now, and the other big piece that I think is very interesting is manifest anything at the blink of an eye, and the science of quantum manifestation, and this whole idea of the hologram and transforming energy. There's so much here. Can we get into this? If you have some time, I want to talk about the different pieces.
Absolutely. This program is called the 100% Health and Wellness Manifester. You know, the reason that it's called that is because there are lots of things, lots of programs about health, and there's lots of programs about manifestation, but rarely are they put together. And the truth of the matter is, if you want to manifest, if you want to change your health, you're manifesting good health. So it all is the same thing if we realize it. So this amazing program called Get Your Life Back Now Through the Quantum World of Possibilities is simply a training. It is a training or a home study program where I guide you and I teach you exactly how to create any possibility. I help you how to use evolution and how to use evolution in your life and how to transform things very quickly. And that's a key. Now we've learned the basic understanding of how that begins, but in this particular program we take it even farther so that you're able to create instant releases that are permanent, changing your energy frequency so it goes higher and stays there permanently. So it's pretty amazing. We were talking about stuck before. If you've ever felt stuck before, where it seems like you're in a rut and it doesn't matter if it's emotional or physical, just nothing seems to change, well,
right.
That's what this program helps you do. It gets you out of that rut and back into your life, because that's what we want to be, living.
Well, let me talk with you about some of what's in here, because there's a lot here and a lot of details that I think will help people really understand the manifesting process and the quantum. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua now, and I'm going to spell that out here really quick. It's, one second, I want to make sure I get the exact link here. Hold on, guys. And I'm going to do one thing. Just to make sure, and I always want to make sure everything works so we get you everything as quick as possible. uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, Joshua, now, N-O-W, Joshua, N-O-W, uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, now, N-O-W. And the pieces here, some of the titles, I mean, they really grab me because they definitely move into that realm of very fast, very powerful, very permanent manifesting and almost quantum rearranging of your entire universe. The first one is a deep training and energy transformation piece called Getting Your Life Back Now Through the Quantum. Tell me about that. And this is a life-changing experience. How, why, and tell me more.
Well, what makes it so life-changing is that we start to teach you how to live your life differently. You see, if we do the same things that we've always done, we're going to get the same results we always have. And and then we're basically we're in that same stuck place that we're always in. And so I know I lived that in my life for a while and realized that that wasn't working for me either. And I found the principles, the secrets, the understandings that really work. And, you know, I was a good guinea pig for that. I was a mess at some times in my life where I was hoping that all of this anxiety that I was feeling would go away. And that was a very bad time for me in my life. And it took some simple understandings. It wasn't difficult. It was simple. But if you don't know how, well, then you can't change it. And that was my problem. At one point, I didn't know how. It took me to go through all this learning and understanding, and I came to this simple understanding, said, wow, I could have had this a long time ago had I just went to this source. And we miss that because we're always looking outside of ourselves for the answer. And this program, what it does is it brings you back to yourself so that you can find your own answers and create your own transformations. And this particular item that we're talking about, getting your life back now, truly does that. It helps you get your life back now, not later, now.
I mean, one of the things you have in here, talking about this quantum field, this is where it's incredible, the speed, because you say something, how to manifest anything very quickly, how evolution and manifestation work together to create your best life, how to eliminate a trauma, problem, or issue in any given moment, instantly become strong and alive by stabilizing your energy. This definitely, to me, it sounds like it's definitely another level. It's at a level where things are sort of like the entire magnetic soup that holds everything together is being rearranged so that it's instantaneous.
Absolutely. You know, the rules are different in the quantum field, so to speak.
Okay.
When you're in your head or in or out of your body or in that place where you're not in the quantum field, you know what you experience. You know what you get. You get all the same things everybody else is getting. But when we're in the quantum field, we're not held by the same rules. So what might not be possible in your everyday life is possible in the quantum field, and that's what this program shows you how to do.
Okay. The second piece I want to talk about, what is that about? It's very, very interesting because I mean, one of the things that manifests anything with the blink of an eye, manifestation is a science. We can't even fathom how it works. Your possibilities are endless, how it really works. Changing your energy changes your signal. Tell me about that piece. That's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah. You know, what we don't understand are the principles and the science behind manifestation.
Okay.
We usually are told how to do strategies. So people say, here's a strategy on how to manifest, do this, and then you'll get what you want. Well, I tell you, I've done a lot of visualizing, and you know, I didn't have that sports car sitting in my driveway. I mean, it just didn't happen from visualizing. But it did happen from being in the quantum field. And so when you understand the principles of attraction, not just because I say so, because science says so. See, there's a science to manifestation and attracting. One of them I told you earlier was that we attract unconsciously. So if you're spending all this time trying to attract consciously, well, that's only 5% of the time that's working for you. Or maybe not working for you, as the case may be. So if you can attract unconsciously, and I show you how to do that in this video, you can attract unconsciously and therefore start creating the things that you are creating and bringing into your life exactly what you choose to have.
Yeah, well, I mean, at some level as well, I mean, that stuck energy, if there is stuck energy that you're holding tightly through the constriction, I mean, that in essence becomes what you are putting out. That becomes your signal. And I see it all the time when I meet people. Well, I want to do this. And then I say, well, why don't you do that? Oh, I can't do that. Well, why wouldn't you? Oh, it's just impossible. And then you meet someone where there's just there's no limitation, and they don't even fathom it. It's almost like a whole other universe of an impossibility, and things happen what seem to be magically. They move a few things, and everything falls into place. And I've seen this again and again and again. One person's asking where it is. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua Now, JOSHUANOW. And then Fanny is asking, where do I start? And we haven't even gone through all the pieces, but let's maybe wait till we get through everything and then guide us through where you would recommend people begin. Because the next piece is all about discovering the science of quantum manifesting and understanding what it is. So again, how to manifest fast and quickly, why do people get sick, how you can manifest health, what strategies work, what strategies don't work. Tell me about item three.
Well, this audio, Discovering the Science of Quantum Manifestation, is it actually works in conjunction with the video. So together, they really give you the full picture. Now, what's amazing about this is that I've got Bruce Lipton, Bernie Siegel, Norm Shealy, James Oshman, Donna Eden, Henry Gason, and others who share with you this audio along with me to help you understand manifestation from a scientific point of view. Hmm. And that's pretty amazing because these people are pretty amazing people who are the top of their field. And they're going to share with you, along with me, what manifestation is and how it works from that scientific understanding. You know, a lot of people can talk about, here's the strategy here, or this is what I think you should do. But when we take it to the scientific level, this is what science is saying today. This is the latest understanding of why it works and how it works, and we're going to share that with you in this audio. And like I said, the audio and the video really work well together because you're going to get the information in different ways, what in the video versus the audio, and they share some slightly different information that brings it together. It sort of bridges the gap between the audio and the video. So I love that they work together, and I love that these people are here to help you and to guide you into a great understanding.
There's a huge amount here, so I'm going to move faster. Maybe, Joshua, let me let you go through the next items, and you know, I hope we can explain them fully because this is, I mean, it does not end with where we end, with what I just, there's much more here. Tell me about the next piece, because then it's like, okay, you understand the process. Now we are going to transform you. Now we are going to give you the guided connection. Let's talk about item five, and I'll let you just go through each one, but I hope that people really can get every bit of what you're saying here.
Yeah, the next three items are all called guided connections, and a guided connection is very different than a meditation. It's very different than hypnosis. It's very different than anything else out there. Why?
Okay.
Because the first thing we do is connect you to yourself, get you into the quantum field so that you are in a place where you have possibilities. You see, in the quantum science is about the understanding or the science of possibility. So if you could have more possibilities available to you, well, that would be a good thing. And that's what these guided connections do. They get you to connect to yourself and to the possibilities that you didn't even think were available to you, but they just start showing up in your life. So each of these, this one called Holographic Manifestation and Transform Anything Now and the Instant Money Manifestor, these are different guided connections, and they all have a different purpose. So the Holographic Manifestation helps you manifest things at the identity level. We didn't really talk too much about the different levels, but the strategy level is a very low level of change, and the identity level is an extremely high level of change.
Mm.
You can see, if you follow steps, that's got to be a lot lower than changing who you are.
Right.
So when you make a deep change, like actually changing who you are, it's absolutely permanent. And what's great about it is that if you can manifest permanently without doing anything, well, that'd be great too. You know, I live my life without working at manifestation. Why? Because I live my life at being me. And the me that I am became a magnet for manifestation as I transformed my life. And you can get that faster. You know, it happened for me, but it happened for me through years of doing this. But because I've gone through all of what I did, I teach you how to do it in a guided connection like this. So it's much quicker for you to get the same results without having to go through what I did to get there. So these three are amazing.
I've got a question. I mean, for someone that says, well, this probably may not work for me, or maybe I'm different, or maybe my struggle has been different. I mean, what comes up for you when you hear something like that? I'm sure you hear that with clients. I'm sure you hear that all the time. what comes up
well,
for you.
I totally agree with you. I think that everybody is different. Every single person is different. The same thing is not going to work for every person. So the way that I've designed the guided connections is that it works with who you are, not with a strategy. So it doesn't have to work with a strategy, for example. So in other words, you're not doing a strategy here. A guided connection is not a strategy. It's getting you into a way of being, and once you're there, then things start to change at the identity level. So it's very different. So the likeliness that it will work with you is really likely, mainly because we're not working at the low levels anymore. We're working at the high level where change happens easily and instantly.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Okay. Keep going. The next item sounds really cool and interesting.
A number 7 is a video presentation that I honestly know to be the best video I think I've ever made other than the movie that I made. But this video, what's really amazing about it, it's called Instantly Release Traumatic Events. And what I did was I filmed myself with people who were having transformations in the moment, and I captured them on the video. And so you can see people transform right before your eyes. But that's not the best part, although that's pretty fascinating and really amazing to be able to watch other people transform. But how about noticing, wow, that person has a similar issue to me? You could go ahead and release and transform yourself with that person right on the video as the video is going. None of these are more than 7 minutes. Most of them are shorter. So within 7 minutes, you'll have released it. That's it. It's done.
Wow. Very cool. So they can follow that along with that piece. That is item 7, which is called the video presentation. It's 53 minutes, instant release trauma. Video 8 is the stress eliminator, and this is something where you offer a way to actually, in 2 minutes, do it. Even children can do it.
Even children can do it. You know, the stress eliminator was something that I created so that people could eliminate stress quickly. You see, nobody has time in our society. We're all busy doing our own thing, trying
right.
to get things accomplished, trying to live our life, right? And life gets in the way. But everybody's got 2 minutes. That I know.
I know.
So I realized that if we could get people to release their stress, and I mean all their stress, in 2 minutes, that would be life-changing. So I worked on a system that actually does that. And I have people using this system every day just simply to let go of the day before they go to work, let go of the day after work so that they can release it. And some people even do it in the middle of their day just because if they've had a stressful experience, a stressful time that
right.
day, they're just not on track. Instantly, in 2 minutes, they'll release their stress, and we realize that at least 75% of all illness is caused by stress. If you did this at least once a day, you wouldn't have much stress. So the chance
and is there like, can you use it too much? I mean, is there a point where it's like, okay, I've used it too much, it's dangerous? I mean, it's something they can keep using again and again?
No, it's completely safe, and yes, they can use it completely again, over and over. The only thing with this particular process is you want to allow it to take effect. So, for example, you do it for 2 minutes. Once you finish the process in 2 minutes, it just gets better for the next hour. So there's no reason to do it in that hour again. For the next hour, every second that passes by, it gets better and better and better, and it just continues to go in that direction. And for some people, they do it once in the whole day, and their whole day just takes off in that way. And it's just amazing. For other people, they might need to do it twice in a day rather than just once.
Okay.
But I mean, it's
wow.
only 2 minutes, so how much time is
four
that?
4 minutes.
Not much at all.
Oh,
great.
My gosh. Okay. You've got a few other things here. One of them dealing with affirmations, which is something a lot of people still are thing and trying to transform their life and something you really wanted to share, item 9 is a bonus. And it's, what do you want to say about affirmations and that's going to come out on this track?
Well, affirmations don't work, is the bottom line. Why? Why don't affirmations work? Well, first of all, they are a conscious thing that we're trying to get into the unconscious. Affirmations are also beliefs that we want to believe but don't yet believe. But what they end up doing instead of making you feel better is triggering you. If you say an affirmation over and over again, you know, something that you don't believe that you'd like to believe, and you say it over and over again, it's going to push your buttons. It might feel good in the beginning because you're thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to have this. And then your mind, because it doesn't stop thinking is the problem,
right,
it starts to access all the times that you're not that. And it proves to you unconsciously that you're not that, and all of a sudden you start to feel sad, depressed, and uncomfortable. Well, what I do in this particular program is teach you why affirmations don't work at a deeper level. I teach you also how to make them work for you so that you can use affirmations in a way that will be successful. In this particular audio, what's really great is I have some examples. I have one lady who says that all she does is use affirmations and she believed in them and that was great for her. Then there was another lady who says, I never use them because I know they don't work for me. And both of these women, I got them to use my system, and they both thought that my system was so much better than how you normally use affirmations. It was amazing. So you got to experience it. That's why it's a bonus. It's amazing.
Wow, that is cool. That is completely a bonus added on here. They also get a $400, I believe, or some sort of bonus piece from the Institute of Quantum Energy Transformation. Tell me about that.
Oh, that's a big piece.
Oh, my gosh. I just read that. I'm kind of astounded.
Piece.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever taken a program and you wanted help before? Like always, right?
If you take
a program, you know, and you listen to everything, you're going to have questions. You're going to want to know what else you can do, what else you could learn. You might have a question about something in the program. You might have a question about how you can shift your energy in a specific way to help you with a specific issue. Well, what I've devised is a way for you to ask me questions all the time. And I think that's meaningful to me. I want to be there for you. Me and my team will be there for you, and we will answer your questions that you have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you do is you go into the forum, and you can ask your question, and I will respond to it, and my team will respond to it, so that we are supporting you while you're taking your program. I feel this is a really big piece because when do you get the ability to have access to the person who devised the program? You know, you read a book or you buy a program, almost always you can't get to that person. Well, you're going to be able to get to me. You're going to be able to ask your questions. I'm going to answer your questions and help you understand at a deeper level than what you might not be able to get in the program itself because you had a question. We all have questions. So it's really important that we have that piece.
Wow, so that's included. Guys, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, now, N-O-W. The thing I haven't let out is that it's $97. So that is a huge, huge discount for this amazing bit of information, what it can do for you. It's 94% off, which honestly is probably the highest discount. I'm surprised it's not more, the total package. It's $1,785, and you can see that in everything. It's $97, and actually they get it right now, correct, Joshua? It's digital download, so they can get started immediately.
Immediately, and that's why I created it that way, so that everybody can get started now. I know for me, I don't like to wait. I want to jump in, and I want to get the benefit now. And because this is instant healing and instant transformation, you might as well jump in now and create some change, like now.
Wow. A quick question. We had that earlier question from someone. Where would you begin with this program? If someone is coming and hearing this call, is there a particular order or any particular thing they should start with?
Well, I think the first piece here, I usually order it in the way that I think you should go through it in the first place.
Okay.
First going through Get Your Life Back Now, because this will give you a basis for the work. It will help you jump into it and get sort of that quick start experience where you get the information you need and you can just jump in and engage other things. The next thing we have are the videos, which I think it's good to jump in to do those next, because these videos are going to give you some principles that aren't actually in the Get Your Life Back Now, and that will give you a bigger picture so that you can actually move into these guided connections much more easily. So exactly the way that you see it in here, I would do it in that order and then go ahead and do the bonuses and so forth afterwards. The instantly release traumatic events, save that one more towards the end when you know how to engage it. You see, we're going to teach you that in the beginning, how to engage it. And then when you get to that piece, if you know how to do it, you don't need to wonder, oh, am I doing it right? Is this how you do it? No, we're going to tell you how to do it first by doing the Get Your Life Back Now first. And then by the time you get to that video, you already know what to do, and it will take you through that real easily.
Wow. Well, a lot of people are going forward, and it's a really exciting thing. I want to see what other questions people have and just how we can serve them. Joshua, anything that you're feeling from the group? And then, we just had a flood of questions come in. Before you share the final words, I want to get a few of these questions in. One person is asking a very cool question. Joshua, do you offer any advanced materials in your academy? And they want to talk about that, so we could possibly talk about that. Let me do this. I'll send you their email. That would be probably a good thing, because they want to go deeper into your work. So they may need to just take a visit with some different things. Here's another question. Do we have to stick to a 21-day period of focusing on intention, or is this work faster?
Oh, much faster. And, I appreciate that somebody would want to take 21 days or a particular amount of time to create transformation and change their life. I appreciate that. I really do. But the truth of the matter is, whenever you say to someone, you're going to take 21 days to do this, it will take 21 days to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't normally give a time frame, because if we're working with the possibilities, and that's what quantum's about, it's the science of possibility. And if any possibility is available to you, it could happen in the first day. Why does it happen at the 21st day? So if we don't have any days at all, we just decide that we're going to just engage the program, you'll start to realize that it can happen instantly. And just like that lady that you talked about who had the inner ear issue, she wasn't thinking about, I'm going to take 21 days to do this. She was just engaging, and it happened in the moment. Well, that's how quantum works, in the moment.
Wow. Okay, well, it sounds very much like something for people that want something fast, something dramatic, and something that will really allow them to connect to their own infinite power. Joshua, as you're feeling the energy of the group, anything coming up or any common vibrations that you sort of feel coming up, or anything that you have in just to share after sharing all of this incredible information and life's work?
Well, I'm noticing that a lot of people are feeling things in their heart chakra around the areas of belief. And we get stuck in this area, in our heart chakra area, where we feel that things are impossible, or I can't do it, or it's hard. And that's where I feel quantum comes in real strongly, to say, no, if you work the way energy works, if you work the way your body works, if you work with systems, not against them, you're likely to get a result, and a good one at that. And, I'm living proof of that experience myself. I was working hard and not working smart in the beginning, and it took a lot of not working it took a lot of working hard and not working smart to get me there, and I realized that, wait a second, we don't have to do this the way that we've been taught or the way that we've always done it. And the truth of the matter is, unless you do something different, you're going to get the same result anyway. So
yeah.
You might as well do something different. This is different. And it shows you a new perspective of what's possible. And that's what's meaningful to me, is that if I can help just one person by being here today, well, that just drives me. Even if it's just one person that I help, wow, that would be life-changing. But if we helped many, many more, which is my whole goal, is to help the world here to realize there is a new way to look at things. There are new perspectives that science is now telling us. And I'm here to share these new understandings and ideas with you so that you can utilize them to live your life better.
Joshua, incredible life work, incredible energy shifts, and incredible things that you've done and shown very clearly working in the quantum in so many different areas of people's lives. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Joshua, Joshua now. Joshua, thank you for being here, sharing the quantum energy transformation, how to release stored energy, create a quantum shift now in your life. Incredible session and a lot of fun and a lot of great practical things for us to keep in mind and an incredible exercise to do as well. A lot of people felt some shifts, even some adjustments. I love it.
Well, thank you for having me. I really feel blessed that you invited me to be here today. And I know that our conversation here made a difference. And that's what it's all about.
Yep. Wow. Okay, one quick question. I know we've got to run, but someone's asking, how long will it take to get through some of the different coursework? I mean, there's a lot of different things here. I think, you know, they're going to get through it as they need it, but is there a time frame for some of the different pieces that they may want to keep in mind?
Well, you know, if you have a good long weekend that you want to spend on this, that's about the time it will take you to do it. And depending on how thoroughly you go through it, you know, if you watch it all real quick and listen to it real quick,
that's true. You
yeah,
may not
it's,
do it.
You might miss something. So
yep.
Really just be with it. That's the most important thing. Don't worry about the time so much, because time is irrelevant in a quantum field. You can have a change just by engaging in the first 5 minutes. So you don't have to wait until you've done the whole program to get a result. You'll get results during the program.
And I'll just say this, that's an interesting thing, because it's exactly the realm you're operating in, because when that question comes up, it's like, well, I got to get the result in X number of days, so how long do I get through it? Because then when I get done, that's when I'm going to get the result. And you're almost saying, listen, there are no rules here. The result could happen in the first 5 minutes. You could get the box, touch it, and there could be a result because that moves the energy. I mean, you don't know, and that's the level we're operating in, where anything is possible. And there's no time frames, and we don't even put rules around it, because that then is taking it out of that quantum realm. I love that, and thank you, Joshua, for keeping all of us in check. This is very cool stuff. I feel a tingle as we start to move into the fringes of this work. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Joshua. Incredible call, and we look forward to more very cool things coming up with you.
Thank you so much.